You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate, BBC, with the Bulls and Queens podcast. And today I have ourselves an awesome guest who's been on here before. And before we get into that, I want y'all to go to bullsandqueens.com and get your free gift. It is the Bulls, the Queens, and the Cucks Survival Guide to the Lifestyle. And whatever platform you're listening to this on, whether it is Google, Apple, or Spotify, or whatever else, I want you to subscribe to Bulls and Queens so that you don't miss another episode. And also check out my OnlyFans, which is on bullsandqueens.com as well. The guy that I'm going to introduce absolutely loves my OnlyFans. And he's like my Okay, he's giving me a middle finger right now, so I'll stop lying. So anyways, I have myself, Steve. And he is one half of part of the ownership of Hot Wife Palooza and Lifestylers Magazine. So Steve, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do and all that good stuff, my man.
Thanks for that introduction, Doc.
Yes, sir. And,
I started Lifestylers Magazine back before COVID. And when everyone was sitting at home on their internet, and it's basically a place for people to share their lifestyle stories and their sexy pictures to the public so we can help destigmatize the lifestyle community as a whole. And then I met G&G from Genie Wishes, and we tried to have a really cool event that we called Hot Wife Palooza 1. And I don't think you were at 1, but you came to 2. We had Hot Wife Palooza 2, which was very, very successful. We had close to over 300 guests, and we took over an EDR resort in Palm Springs. And now we decided that it's time for Hot Wife Palooza 3, and we're going bigger and better than we did last time. We're taking over a complete 70-room hotel in Tucson, Arizona, and it's a 48-hour extravaganza, so we're pretty excited about it.
Beautiful. Bigger, badder, and better. That always sounds good. That's what she said. And so tell us a little bit about what's going to go on at Hot Wife Palooza 3 in Tucson, Arizona, and what dates is that going to be?
It starts Friday, September 15th, and it goes to Sunday on September 17th. And so it's a 48-hour event. We have hotels, rooms for rent. We have day passes for Friday. We have day passes for Saturday. We have multitude of events that we're going to be launching on it. We're going to be having dance parties on Friday and Saturday night. We got you coming out there, going to be doing a live podcast. We got Venus Cockholders coming out there doing a live podcast. We got Brian and Brenna from Front Porch Swingers coming out there doing live podcasts. And we're pretty excited because we have the ability to have full nudity down at the pool. And we're just going to have a great time. It's going to be really, really, really great time.
Man, Steve, you can't let me come to the event and be fully nude because I'm going to scare all the women off, man. Like,
dude, everyone's seen you fully nude already. You're all over OnlyFans everywhere. So what are you talking about?
I know. There's something wrong with me, man. I'm a total male slut, man. But I will say, you guys and ladies that are listening to this, I had myself an absolute blast last year at Hot Wife Palooza 2. And as Steve said, it was in Palm Springs last year. I believe it was September, right, of last year?
Yes.
All right. And you guys, it was like an event like no other. Okay. So it was a hotel takeover. Everything was just a sexy vibe. There are tons of people. The people that were out there were hot wife couples, and you had people that were cucks, and they some of the guys had cuck cages, and you had women that were just like just thirsty for big cocks, middle, medium cocks, small cocks, all that. And I mean, it was festive. You had people that were doing body paint. You had a DJ and music going and people doing the Cupid shuffle. And you had like all types of vendors up there and a lady doing massages. And it was crazy. And I had myself a fun time, a little bit too much of a fun time. I'm not going to repeat some of the things that happened, but I may have shot a little video or two or 13. And yeah, it was a blast. So when Steve invited me to come to Hot Wife Palooza 3, I was like, yes, yes, and yes.
Yeah, so, it was a great event. And that place was that place only had 32 rooms. So this place has 70 rooms. So it's going to be much bigger and better. And nice. Hot Wife Palooza is kind of like the Hot Wife Circus of the lifestyle. So, you know, it's got a little bit of everything.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does. And so who are the type of people that will be interested in coming to the Hot Wife Palooza 3, minus this little bald black guy?
Mainly people and couples and single females that are interested in engaging with the exceptional single males. So we do a pretty big vetting process with our single males. So we want to make sure that all of our single males have the rules and regulations and know how to play with hot wife couples and single females. And so we have a very, very great mixture of people coming down there. And our single males have always been exceptional. They know what the lifestyle is about, and they know about making connections, and they know about, you know, respecting the husband just as much as the wife. And it's just a great time.
Beautiful. And this is one thing that I try to teach the guys is, especially the newer guys, right? I try to teach them that communication and respect is of the foremost importance. And so when you're approaching a hot wife couple, you need to always, always, always address the husband first and make sure you communicate with him versus trying to sidetrack him and go to his lady, you know? And so are those some of the things that you're going to make sure you introduce or make sure that the guys, the single guys, are aware of?
Yes, that's something that we do all the time. And that's in our health and safety policies also on all of our events. And a little history, I've been in the lifestyle with my wife since 1994. And we started in the hot wife lifestyle probably in 2010, before the term hot wife was even here. We just figured it out on our own. And you know, but I've been in the lifestyle for so long that, you know, you had to find people on Craigslist. And so, you know, that's a big vetting process, finding people to play with on Craigslist. And so that just kind of rolled over into the Hot Wife Palooza entertainment industry and vetting single guys and everything like that, and help educating them to be a proper single guy and not be so thirsty when they go to these events and look to make connections more so than anything else.
Yes. And guys, when you go to an event like this, when you go to Hot Wife Palooza, which is going to be in September 15th, to September 17th in Tucson, Arizona, make sure that you don't go thirsty. Yes, I know you're going to be in a desert. It's going to be in Tucson. It's going to be hot as hell. But make sure you bring your water with you and bring your awareness with you. Don't be all crusty at the mouth, foaming at the mouth for these ladies. That's no good. You're not going to get any play whatsoever. Mark my words.
Guaranteed.
Guaranteed. All right. And so who are some of the vendors that are coming now? Is that situated yet, or we're still getting vendors out there?
No, we're still working on it. We are going to be out there representing the United Lifestylers Association, which is a new organization that we've been developing and developing coalitions with. And this Hot Wife Palooza 3 is actually going to be a fundraiser for the United Lifestylers Coalition, which is a nonprofit organization that we're just getting off the ground. And it's uniquely developed because it's a 501c7 nonprofit organization. So that means all the donated funds that come into the organization can only be utilized for creating another lifestyle event for the people and the members of the lifestyle to come socialize to. So that will be one of the vendors there, and we'll probably have some other ones. We'll probably have some body painters there and some massage therapists and something like that. But that's still in the works of creating all that, and all the fun stuff that's going to happen will come here in the near future as we start publishing it on our websites and stuff like that.
All right. And what's the website, Steve?
There's two websites. You can go to hotwifepalooza.com. And all the ticket sales and our community page is hotwifecommunity.com.
Okay, got it. So for people to learn about the Palooza, they're going to go to hotwifepalooza.com. And for people to actually buy the tickets to get in, they're going to go to the second one, which is hotwifepaloozacommunity.com.
It's called hotwifecommunity.com. And that's our new platform where you can create profiles there. You can buy tickets there. You can socialize with other Hot Wife people there. You can become a member. You can upload pictures, photos, all that kind of stuff, and emails to other people. So it's basically a community of all Hot Wife people that are interested in the Hot Wife industry.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy-ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to this spicy episode.
And so when do you expect these tickets to sell out? Because I remember last year, Hot Wife Palooza, obviously I wasn't able to attend Hot Wife Palooza 1 because I didn't know you guys. But I know last year the tickets sold really, really quickly.
Yeah. We're expecting them to probably sell very quickly also. We've only had the tickets on sale now for 5 days. And okay. So we've already sold quite a few of the rooms already. So once the rooms are sold out, we will start launching some other hotel rooms around the area so people can at least still come down there and probably just buy a day pass or a 2-day pass to come out there. But it's probably going to sell out pretty quickly because we've been getting emails from people in the United Kingdom and all over the United States that came to the Hot Wife Palooza 2 event, which was international, basically, and people that showed up. So we expect the same now because people have been asking for it, and it's time to bring it. It's been a year, so it's time to do it.
And it's time. I was emailing you the next week after Hawaii Palooza too. I was like, Steve, what's the next Palooza? I want it. I was addicted to it like it was crack.
Yeah.
So speaking of crack, people are going to be naked, right?
Right.
All right. And so I'm assuming it's going to be like clothing optional within the confines.
Yes, we got the hotel to agree to allow us to be clothing optional, so it's fully nude down at the pool area, and we have the whole hotel. So the hotel has a little restaurant in it. It has a full bar in it. It has bars down by the pool, and so the whole hotel is all ours. It won't be open to the public. It'll only be open to Hot Wife Palooza guests.
I love it. And I'm assuming there's going to be like a no audio device don't take pictures or videos, right?
Correct. Yeah. Well, that'll be all in our policy and everything when people come in to check in.
Okay. Beautiful. And play-wise,
I mean, last time we had to designate an area for people like you that were filming your OnlyFans pages at. So we probably have to do that again too. So.
Well, funny thing is, when I was filming, I won't name any names, but there was a gentleman that pulled me aside and introduced me to a lady, a very beautiful young lady. And he was telling me, she needs somebody to film it. And they dragged me back to my room and I filmed. So Doc Chocolate does podcasts and he does filming. So I'm a stunt cock. And so, play-wise, are people allowed to play in the open area or does it need to be in a confined space?
We will be having an open area play area, and we're also looking to designate a couple rooms in the facility, kind of like the Hot Wives of Phoenix did, to where there'll be open rooms to play in also. So yes, there'll be play areas to go to. Probably won't be out by the pool area, but we'll have designated areas where people can go play or bring them back to their room, wherever they want to go.
All right. You guys make sure you are not playing in the pool. We don't want the pool being all foamy and nasty and stuff like that. That's ew. I just, hey Steve, the OCD in me just rose. I was like, All right. So, and for those of you guys who don't know about the Hot Wives of Phoenix Hotel Takeover, that actually happened earlier this year in April in Phoenix, and it was thrown by Brian and Brenna of Front Porch Swingers, and that was a total kick-ass event. And so the beautiful thing about this community, you guys, is everybody supports each other. That are throwing these hotel takeovers and parties. And it's really, really a beautiful, beautiful thing. And let me ask you this, Steve, are there going to be like bracelets that people wear where it defines, hey, I'm approach with caution, or I'm not really playing, or hey, I'm like Doc Chocolate and I am a total male or female whore.
Yes, we at all of our events, we have a bracelet policy. We have four different color bracelets. We have a blue bracelet that goes for all the husbands. All the single males like Doc Chocolate here get yellow bracelets. And the women all get the choice of a red or green. Red bracelet means that they can approach you, the single male, but the single males can't approach them. And if they have a green bracelet, it means green is go and everything's on. You can approach them. But of course, all the consent rules still apply. No touching anyone unless you're verbally consented to, and no hugging or anything like that unless you're consented to, and all that kind of stuff. So the bracelets help the women and everyone feel safe and where they're at that given moment. A lot of women take the red bracelet at first, and then they find themselves sitting in a corner and no one's talking to them, and they come back and get a green bracelet, and then it's all good. So, but we want to make sure that everyone's comfortable and feels safe in the event. And so that's why we do this policy with the bracelet. So it's worked good in the past. So we're going to continue it.
Great. And you guys, it's very, very important that we hold our ladies up in the highest esteem, because without the ladies, the party doesn't go on. And so we got to treat them like queens, put them on pedestals, make sure that they feel safe and protected. So when you go to this event, Hawaiipalooza 3 in Tucson, Arizona, September 15th through the 17th, make sure that you are a total gentleman and you don't approach the ladies with red bracelets and the ladies with green bracelets. Make sure you are a gentleman and on your good behavior, because they can still say no, and they definitely will say no if you're a jackass. So, all right, with that said, Steve, is there anything else we need to discuss about the Hawaiipalooza 3 in Tucson, Arizona?
Nope. Everything's good. Just get your tickets now because it's probably going to sell out quickly.
All right. You heard it here, you guys. You heard it from Steve. You heard it from myself. This is a badass event. You definitely want to be here. I don't want y'all suffering from FOMO, fear of missing out, because there's going to be all types of pictures and, well, maybe not pictures, but you're going to hear all you're going to hear all types of stories about what went down at Hawaiipalooza 3, because trust me, it happened last year. So again, you guys, ladies, rush down here. Matter of fact, run down to your computer, whip out your credit card, go to hotwifecommunity.com, hotwifecommunity.com. Make sure you register for the event. Get your day passes, your full passes. Make sure that you get your tickets. It's going to be this September, Friday, from September 15th to Sunday, September 17th in Tucson, Arizona. It's going to be 48 hours of lasciviousness, of fun, and good dreams come true. So this is Doc Chocolate and Steve with Hawaiipalooza. We'll see you in Tucson. Bye.
Take care.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.